Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, here's another term for you, Nepo baby. That's become completely embedded in the language. And a new study has just been conducted to assess the relative degrees of success of Nepo babies. And this study has some serious academic chops. No doubt the likes of Oxford and Harvard will be scrambling to catch up with this high-quality peer-reviewed research from the team of academics at latestdeals.co.uk. Dr. Serena Bellissimo has been casting her jaundiced professional eye over the findings. Afternoon, Serena.
It's about time you use the title I deserve, Sean.
Indeed. I apologise for not using it before. Now, obviously, a cynical person might say they just come up with a random list of famous people and stuck it up in a pathetic attempt to attract attention to their website. But it's more scientific than that, I'm sure.
It is. Apparently, what they've done is that they looked at their finances, they looked at their Instagram followers, the number of film and TV appearances, their awards won, and their estimated net worth. So, because look, when we mention the term Nepo baby, obviously we're talking about nepotism, and it happens in every industry going. And usually most of these people that are on this list get their start because of who their parent is or their aunt or their relation. But a lot of people on this list, it has to be said, have gone on to actually outperform their parents. So it may be a foot in the door, and gone are the days really of, you know, the Callum Best, where you were just famous because you were George Best's son, or, you know, Paris Hilton, who does appear on this, who was just a party girl. She's turned her nepotism into a business.
Yeah. Now, on the list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Kardashians.
Yeah,
no, but when you refer to them as Nepo babies, who are they the Nepo babies of?
Okay, the rest of the world probably not, but in America, Caitlyn Jenner, when she was an athlete, was huge. The reason why I think she brought home, was it gold in the athletics in the 80s? So she was huge, and off the back of that, they were all over the place. Kris Jenner then came up with Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and now they have their own success. So off the back of Kris's work and Caitlyn's work, they have their own success. I mean, you know, think of them what you will, but Kim Kardashian has an estimated net worth of $2 billion. That doesn't come from sitting on your butt.
Yeah, no, indeed. Timothy Chalamet is on this list. As far as I can ascertain, neither of his parents are involved in show business, even tangentially.
No, well, it's very tangentially, because I don't get why he's on this. He's the son of a journalist and a real estate agent. So I don't know how his mum's real estate agency would have helped him make this list. Maybe the journalist gave him good reviews. Don't know.
Random list of celebrities they come up with. There's no science there at all. Now, Miley Cyrus, I can see the point of it, but Billy Ray Cyrus, but probably there's probably a large swathe of the planet Earth that never heard of Billy Ray Cyrus until they heard of Miley Cyrus.
Exactly. Miley Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus is now really Miley Cyrus's dad. She started off in the Disney show. She came to fame because of Hannah Montana. But again, she has gone on to make her own fame. And, you know, she does have also, I love this little tidbit, Dolly Parton is her godmother. So, like, she's had every showbiz start she could have, but you can't hold on to that and be Googled almost 2 million times a month worldwide and appear in 250 TV shows, 23 films, have over 200 million followers on Instagram, and we haven't even spoken about her music success.
Yeah.
You can't do that just because Billy Ray, who is your father?
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I would have thought if you were to say her, you know, her, she's only a Nepo baby in the sense of Disney became her parent and gave her a show in which they let Billy Ray into it,
exactly.
Because it was all about her.
It was about her, but, you know, he did at that time when she was becoming a star, he'd just had his hit with Achy Breaky Heart. So it could be said that she got her foot in the door, but, like, her brother and sister have tried to have music careers and that hasn't gone down well. So, you know, nepotism will only get you so far.
Yeah. Now, you did mention Paris Hilton. Who were Paris Hilton's parents that they helped her? They sat her down and said, Paris, what you need to do is produce a sex tape and that'll give you the start off in life you're looking for.
Well, she's the daughter of Richard and Kathy Hilton. So Hilton being the Hilton chains, her grandfather actually made the Hilton chains. And apparently she, one of the first things she ever did was appeared in a Hilton hotel ad. But then she, and look, she was around in the early noughties where being a Nepo baby was famous in itself. And, you know, she did all her socializing. She became a socialite. But then she teamed up with Nicole Richie. They did The Simple Life, which is coming back. And us people who watch it in the noughties are very excited about that. So they, she has now gone on to build her own fortune. Again, would she have been given as many chances as she had without the backing of her parents? Probably not. And I suppose being a Nepo baby probably gives you more of a chance to establish yourself because you have a financial backing behind you. Yeah. So, you know, someone else maybe would have given up after 2 years.
Yeah, it's the money though, really, rather than...
Yeah, it is.
Rather than the surname particularly.
Exactly.
I would have thought. But they haven't included Jamie Lee Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis has kind of owned the fact she's a Nepo baby, even though she doesn't need to. Because she's a hugely successful performer in her own right.
Well, see, back in, was it late 2022, the whole Nepo baby thing really took off and there was criticism. And Jamie Lee, I love, she put up on her Instagram that she was like, I am the OG Nepo baby and I'm proud of that. You know, I got into it because, you know, my mum was Janet Lee, my dad was Tony Curtis, but I have gone on to forge my own career. So us Nepo babies, yes, we may have a foot in the door, but as I said, every industry has a Nepo baby. If you can help your family member, would you not? It's up to them to prove themselves.
Sure, yeah. But yeah, it depends how much you mean by help. And anyway, how much help are people? No one's going to go, I'm going to cast your talentless daughter in my film just because, you know, I owe you a favour, because
exactly.
That would cost them too much.
Exactly. And look, sometimes they will. It has been known to be done if their famous kid is already famous for being famous. And then it doesn't always end successfully.
Yeah. Now, there was a lot of people that did leave off the list. Now, I suppose if, I'm sure their rigorous scientific method of putting people on the list kept these off. But like Dakota Johnson would be an example of that now.
Yeah.
Dakota Johnson maybe have made some kind of dubious acting choices, one could argue, perhaps.
One could argue that, but she's still successful in her own right. And her parents, John Johnson, Melanie Griffith, we've also got John David Washington, Denzel Washington's son. And I love this. He's a name drop. I interviewed him a couple of years ago and I said to him, why did you used to tell everybody that your dad was a garbage collector? It was like, I didn't want anyone to know who my dad was. I wanted to make my own way. So there are some Nepo kids who go out of their way not to be linked to their parents. But can I mention Dan Levy? Because his father, Eugene Levy, was very famous from the American White Pie films and so much more before that. But then he went on to give him fame all over again by putting his own dad in Schitt's Creek.
Right. Okay.
So it's, you know, they've come full circle in the Nepo story.
Yeah, indeed. As you're forgetting the Sheens, as there's another texter, they're all living off their dad's fame. That's not fair.
Do you know, Charlie Sheen probably did at the start, and it's really interesting because, yes, there was Charlie Sheen who chose to have his dad's surname, who is it? Martin Sheen. I can't think of what his real surname is. It's not really Sheen.
Oh,
but Emilio
Estevez, like the brother.
Yeah, Estevez chose not to have Sheen, so he chose to make his own pathway. Now, look, I don't know. I know he was directing and stuff. So, like, yes, partly true, partly worked hard for their success too.
I would imagine, though, in Hollywood, it's not that big of a community. People would know anyway.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, to the public, it looks like I don't want favouritism.
Yeah. Someone says that Paris Hilton's show with Nicole Richie is one of the funniest TV shows of all time.
The Simple Life. Did you watch it back in the noughties?
No. Nicolas Cage changed his name from Nicholas Kim Cage to avoid charges of nepotism. His uncle is Francis Ford Coppola.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of them have changed their names. There's Sophia Coppola as well. But she, again, you know, we mention these names, but they have gone on to, they may have had a foot into the door, but they have actually gone on to do their own popular work and successful work.
Yeah. Somebody else says Bluey is the love child of Scooby-Doo and a Smurfette. Not a lot of people know that. And this is kind of a showbiz stroke theological question. Is Jesus a Nepo baby? Eddington Dawkin wants to know. I mean, you know, the guy was connected.
The original Nepo baby, the original, yeah. And much closer to home. And again, I don't want to put them in this category because they have their own success. But, you know, Donald Gleeson, his dad is Brendan Gleeson.
That was a hell of a pivot, Serena, from Jesus to the Gleesons.
The Gleesons are our holy trinity, aren't they?
They are like Jesus to all of us. Serena, thanks a million, as ever. That was Serena Bellissimo there. Dr. Serena Bellissimo there, I should say. Kim Kardashian's dad was one of the biggest lawyers in Hollywood when he was alive. You can't say she didn't have the upper hand when it came to getting famous. Yeah, there was a bit of money there, but... I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Catelyn did make them famous. Kardashian's dad was OJ's lawyer. I suppose maybe that's it. I work in an office and the CEO's son was last year made CFO. He is the worst person I've ever worked with. Terrible at his job. This happens way more outside Hollywood and doesn't get called out, says the texter. I wonder, though, is this company you work in, is it a kind of a family-owned company? And maybe that's a reason for it. Donald Trump, wasn't his dad rich? Oh, his dad was rich. And poor old Donald, that's why Donald is the American dream. Only scrambled up with only $250,000 in his pocket.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.